Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cock lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, I apologize. We had a family emergency, and so I was running late this morning. Literally a family emergency. Kathy, welcome.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Really well. You know, your signal, I don't think it's my equipment here, but your signal is not as good as it used to be. So, during the break, if you can, reconnect. Would you be able to do that?
Sure.
Okay. It just sounds scratchy. Yeah. Gosh, I just want to mention something to you. Oh, by the way, I got a call from Dr. Sheely on Saturday morning, really early Saturday morning, and he said, hey, it would be okay if I weren't on the air on Monday. And I said, sure, absolutely. I'll see you next week. He said, yeah. So Dr. Sheely will be back next week, okay? And, it was the kind of thing that Dr. Sheely and I, we've been broadcasting almost 11 years together and 2 hours a week for almost 11 years. And in the early days, the first year, I'd call him up and I'd say, are you good for the broadcast? And he'd go, yeah, I'm all set. By the way, you don't have to call me. If I'm not going to be there, I'll call you. I said, okay. Okay, so that was the last time that I had called him about, being on the broadcast, like, are we all set? And I used to do that all the time with instructors because, and I'm not talking about Dr. Sheely, but some would forget. I'd forget to show up. And in the early days of me broadcasting, that was a real problem for me because my knees were knocking, and I didn't want y'all to hear my knees knocking because I was nervous. So I would make sure I'd contact the instructor by email. Let's say the instructor was going to be on, let's say, Friday. I'd send him an email on Monday and say, okay, we're all set for Friday, and see you on Friday. Then Wednesday, I'd say, see you on Friday. And then Thursday evening, I'd call up and say, okay, I'll see you on Friday. Okay, make sure they showed up. Well, the ones who didn't show up, you don't hear them on the air anymore. Okay? So, but Dr. Sheely said, hey, look, I got it. We don't need to talk about what we're going to talk about. We can talk about anything you want. And I'll be there. And if I'm not going to be there, I'll call you. And so first time. He called me to say, could he have a day off? And I said, you bet, sure. I'll see you next week. So I just want to let you know that. As an aside, I got an email from Kathy. Kathy, you were talking about heart attacks and heart-related diseases and COVID, right?
Yeah, Vince. Yep.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, there's a doctor that I have followed. I've listened to him a couple times. He does recordings, and his name is Dr. Circus, S-I-R-C-U-S. And I know he's made comments in some of his articles about Dr. Sheely and magnesium. But if you go to the website, this is his latest article, and he gives statistics about the increase in heart attacks, and you can tell in his writing that he's very distraught. Is this breaking his heart? And he said even in the if you were to have a heart problem, if you were to go to the hospital, if they would treat him with magnesium, Now, before I had my children, I worked in a pharmacy. I was an IV technician, and we called it Meg sulfate, and we used it all the time. And they use a lot of the things that are, if you broke them down, it's similar to what Dr. Sheely is saying. But that was used all the time in the IVs for people that were having heart issues. So he did talk about the increase, especially with the young people and now children, the myocarditis, the pericarditis. And a lot of it, what they're saying and what I've read, Vince, is that you may not die right then. Some people are. Some people are having strokes and the blood clots and dying in their sleep. But it damages the heart, and they worry that within 3 or 5 years, you're going to either not be here, your heart will fail, or you're just going to have a lot of heart issues from that point on. So, you know, Vince, I don't know if you got the same inference that I did, but he just broke it all down of how frequent this is. And it's some of it's not like twice as much. Sometimes some of it's like 16 times the amount that they're seeing now that they've never seen in children or teenagers or 30-year-olds. And you know, you're seeing like soccer players just falling down on the field and having the heart issues, and some of them are dying. Quite a few are dying.
Yeah, Rich Eben had been talking about the ball players on the field, you know, healthy athletic types. I mean, you don't go out and play ball, you know, on the field professionally or even in high school if you're not physically fit. And that's exactly what's happening. Well, how about this as a connecting the dots, Kathy? So within the last month, there's a person who got the vaccine, the kill shot, the clot shot, the genocide shot, and he had a heart attack. So a friend went to visit him right away, and the friend right away got a stroke. Yeah, absolutely true. How do I know? Because I know the person who had the stroke. So, class, don't believe anything. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Don't believe anything that you hear in other media. Don't believe anything that you read in the media. And there was a story that Rockefeller, it was actually a video of him, and he was thanking the press, the mainstream media. And he was thanking them because he said that, you know, if it weren't for you guys keeping the lid on and writing these, what he's talking about is writing these fake articles, we wouldn't have been able to accomplish what we accomplished. He's talking about all of the nefarious things that the secret government had been doing.
Yeah. Well, Vince, I think that, you know, one of the topics I was kind of thinking about last night was, we had talked about it, and I've been thinking a lot about the Great Depression. And
recognizable media companies who are...
I am. Should I hang up? Okay, sure. I'll go ahead and I'll just keep talking. Okay, I wanted to say that Vince and I were talking about the Great Depression and things that you couldn't get. And I believe that there's a lot of things that if people would have known what they needed, they would have gotten them. So I was making a list, and I'm the product of a father who went through the Great Depression. And he had to quit school when he was a sophomore in high school and had to set up bowling pins. I think it was 50 cents a day, if it was even that. So he grew up very poor. So some of the items that I wanted to mention that I think that would be smart to go through your closets and your garage, and I'm sure that Vince will have a lot more to add. But I remember him talking about coats, having a heavy coat. So if you can afford one, especially right after Christmas or they go on sale, get a heavy coat, one with that, a hood and a lining in it. Maybe goes down to your thighs or your knees so that if you have to go out in the cold. And the other thing that he commented on were shoes. They wore their shoes out because they didn't have cars. They had to walk everywhere. So my dad would walk, I believe it was probably 8 or 9 miles a day because he tried to find work to go caddy in the summer. And they would put cardboard or rubber in their shoes. And he always commented that shoes were valuable. So if you can afford to just go out and buy some heavy-duty work boots, the winter boots, I sometimes see, like even the UGG boots, I see those at thrift stores sometimes, and those last a long time. They keep your feet warm. Anyway, shoes and boots, I would really strongly recommend that. And warm items, gloves, mittens, and get the heavy ones, just those thin driving gloves. If you've ever went for a walk out in the middle of winter, they don't keep your hands warm. They're okay in the car, but not just get the lined ones. Hats and scarves, those are plentiful right now. Get the real heavy ones. You have to bundle up. And blankets, wool blankets especially. But I have a couple army blankets, the old wool ones, and I'm saving those. I had a couple that were real lightweight, and they tilled all over, and I donated them to the Humane Society because they needed them for the animals there. I know I've talked about this before, but crock pots and pans. I have 5 crock pots, and I have a little one that I've just started using. I keep it on my counter. And I put water in there, and it literally heats up in about 20 minutes, and it steams so that if I want to reheat my tea or add the tea to other things. So I bought a little one, and I just keep it there so I don't have to use my propane. But we'll be back in a little bit, and we'll pick this up at the other side of the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, maybe. Maybe at the controls. Yeah, Kathy, I'm sorry. And Jason, I'm sorry. You know, I was talking away, and I'm looking at the clock, and we went into the break, and you know, I didn't hear the introduction, and then I found out that I was disconnected. Kathy, what was the last part that you heard me say?
I can't remember, Vince, because you were kind of coming back and forth. I know we were talking about the heart issue and the magnesium, but okay. I started talking a little bit about the items that we would need through the Great Depression, but you were real staticky, and you, I don't really know, because you just, you would come on for like 2 seconds and then go.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just flesh that out just a little bit. So I've been in communication with, I do a lot of my own research, right? I mean, a lot of people read, and I place phone calls. And I go, you know, I used to go visit, you know, the sites that I was interested in. But now it's phone calls because of COVID. And in one particular region of this country, there are, the occupancy of hospitals is 100%. So I got connected to the ER, the emergency room, and I was talking with a nurse there, and she said that they're turning away patients. They can't help them. You know, someone will get banged up and bang up his leg, and he's been in a lot of pain, and they can't treat him because they don't have any room nor time nor the staff to treat them. They're turning people away. And I said, so why is that? And the nurse told me that's because of COVID. They have so many COVID patients that all the other patients are being turned away, literally. And they literally have, and this is something that you've never seen, class, not in the United States, but they have people in the emergency room that have been there for days. That never happens. You know, you go to the emergency room, they treat you, they diagnose you, they figure out what's going on, and they transfer you to another part of the hospital, another floor, another wing, etc. They have people in the emergency room that are being treated in the emergency room because they don't have any more room. Literally. So what I'm saying is, for those who listen to the media and they either read or hear or see people say that COVID is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS, I got to tell you, it's not true. It is absolutely real. I have not changed my tune on this. I have not wavered one iota, and it's a mutable point with me. I'm not going to change my position because my position is correct. It is real. It is dangerous. It is devastating. It's expensive, and it can be deadly. Okay, I haven't changed my tune one iota. So why do I say that? Because we have family members who have contracted, extended family members. Nobody in my family, immediate family, has it. Nobody at the farm has it. But people outside, our farm, family members, through marriage, have gotten COVID from a visiting nurse. Husband and wife both got it. 10 days later, they're both dead from a visiting nurse. So you can't tell me that, when I say you, I mean collectively, I'm not going to buy it when people say it's fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS. And Kurt Wilson, he was tested negative for COVID, then he was tested positive. He couldn't breathe. And he died. He never regained consciousness. COVID. Rick Miller, I called him because to tell him that John Stadtmiller had died and that we were going to have a remembrance for him. And he was coughing and hacking so much, he said he had COVID. His girlfriend had COVID. And he couldn't even talk to me on the phone. And he said he couldn't, you know, he was choking on the phone. He couldn't be on the air with me to remember John Stadtmiller. And he liked John Stadtmiller. You know, there were a bunch of us here at the farmhouse. And we're all kidding with each other. And Ricky was kidding with John Stadtmiller. And, I mean, they were buddies. But he couldn't do it because he had COVID. So there are a number of people who are around me. All of my neighbors. All of them. All of our neighbors have had COVID. All of them. How's that possible? It's true.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just pushed me back and door fell on the top of me. And, you know, we ran inside. Everything was fall apart.
Mayfield, Kentucky business owner Sanal Nadadi on KFVS12.com. President Biden on Sunday declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky after a swarm of deadly tornadoes hit the state late Friday into Saturday, paving the way for additional federal aid. As part of the declaration, federal aid will be provided to affected individuals in counties of Caldwell, Fulton, Graves, Hopkins, Marshall, Muhlenberg, Taylor, and Warren. Around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, passengers of a Carnival cruise ship were awoken to an alert that someone had fallen overboard. The ship was traveling from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico. Firefighter paramedic Daniel Miranda on board the ship said there was some high suspicion of foul play. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
New York Interim Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a mask mandate in New York starting today. Republican New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox News points out this is a knee-jerk reaction and not based on science.
The crazy part is that we'll see this being enforced in New York City where there's absolutely no Omicron variant crisis going on whatsoever. The majority of the state is governed by Republicans, conservative upstate New York. Even on Long Island, you have a new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who came out and said we're not going to enforce it. So in this case, the emperor has no clothes. The governor has no ability to actually enforce and institute these fines against people. So county executives are making the decision and realizing that their hospitals are not overloaded, that Omicron is not causing a run on hospitalizations or deaths, and that going to this knee-jerk reaction for mandates is actually counterproductive. The logic we hear is that, well, what if the next variant is more deadly and more transmissible? That did not happen with Omicron. That's clear. That's not happening right now. And yet still, governors on the left, like Kathy Hochul and others, are just doing a knee-jerk reaction right away towards restricting our liberties and making things less convenient and adding new mandates.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace announced Sunday that he's departing the network and joining opinion network CNN to host a weekday show. Wallace made the announcement of his departure at the end of his Fox News Sunday show that he has moderated since 2003. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, what I was saying is that there are a lot of people in the media telling you things that just flat out are not true. And so, what you need to do is do your own research. Don't believe anything that you hear. And maybe not even believe anything that you see, unless you see it with your own eyes. And then Vic Morrow, you know, Sergeant Chip Saunders of the combat series, as he would say, even then, you have to look twice. Kathy, back to you.
Well, this, it seems like they're sicker than ever, too. People are coming in from reading that article. People are coming in, and the staff is, like, perplexed because people are, I think that's why they're so overwhelmed. They can't get them better, and they're just quite a bit, you know, they're just things I think they've never dealt with to this degree. But, you know, Vince, based on what you were saying, it sounds like the person that you knew got the COVID from the, like a shedding from somebody that had just gotten it.
Yeah, it sure seems like that.
Mm-hmm.
It sure does.
Vince, can I talk about an issue? I was actually reading an article, and there was a woman, and she was talking about the grocery stores. Now, people are getting attacked when they're coming out of grocery stores, and they're literally stealing, like, your purse or your groceries, and they're even following people home. Is that okay?
Absolutely, and I've been reading stories like that too. Yes, but please, and we've talked about it briefly, but please flesh that out.
Well, she was kind of warning people. She had seen it in their little community, and I obviously, if you're aware, be real careful. And if you're in an area where you feel like this is happening, obviously maybe go with your husband or another person so that there's two of you. But I wouldn't go at night, first of all, and I wouldn't go in a area that I was concerned about to go shopping. Some of the items, like people were making comments that they were going early in the morning and going into like more rural areas that they hadn't had that problem. So, anyway, I wanted to mention that, but I think it comes down to what I kind of term it is, and I know it's a term out there, it's called situational awareness. And I think you pay attention to your surroundings, especially at this time of year. And honestly, a lot of times I'll take my dog with me if it's a mild day. She just rides in the back seat, but I'm not taking her for a while. I'm just worried that if somebody were to break into my car, even if they were to get the items that I had in there, I would feel terrible if they stole my dog. You know, I'm not comfortable with even taking her. The only way I would probably take her now is if, like, we're going somewhere and somebody's going to stay in the vehicle, like if I have to run into the store. But, you know, Vince, I think it just comes like you don't, you know, even when I go, I have an area where I believe it right now anyway, it's safe. We haven't had any problems. But when I go, I'm always waiting. I wait till there's, especially men going out, like a couple men, I'll just kind of stand by the exit and I'll just stand there and I'll wait. And then when they go out, I'll walk out with a group of people because I think you're less likely to get something happen is if you just by yourself. And, you know, if you're distracted, like I've seen women, and it's hard not to do, but they'll have kids in their car seat, and they'll have the grocery cart sitting right there with their purse. I mean, honestly, somebody could just grab that purse and just take off. So I'm just kind of sending the warning to be aware. And I know you've talked about, Vince, too, like, look in your back seat, look under your car, look on the other side. Like, I would never park next to, like, a van that has a sliding door. My husband's really big into teaching me, like, about being aware and security. So I never park next to anybody like that. And I would always park sort of off. And I pull through. I very, very seldom, unless I can't do it, I pull through a parking place and I don't have to back up because if you have to get away, it's a lot quicker to go forward and not backward. So I know I'll think of more things, Vince, but I just want your thoughts. I'm sure you have more to add to that.
Yeah. Do you remember a television comedian, Benny Hill? He had the Benny Hill Show and he was from, mm-hmm. from England. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. He had a saying, and I'm paraphrasing, and that saying is, you get more with a kind word and a gun than you do with just a kind word. So when I travel, these are the old days, but I don't do this anymore. I don't go out. I would have my 45, 1911 45, if you're wondering, class, in between my shirt and the inside of my blue jeans, my Wrangler blue jeans, with a belt, a tactical belt that will hold it tight so that it won't slip down, you know, through the pant leg. So it's pretty big gun, and pistol, if you will. And it's easy to see. And I'm thinking that my logic is, I know how to use it. I really do. And if I'm in a serious situation and it's life or death, I just might have to use it. Well, my thought is, some people say, you know, you just make yourself a target if you have an open carry firearm. My logic is that if someone is thinking about robbing me, stealing my groceries, etc., they know that within a couple inches of my hand is my .45. That being the case, they're probably going to think about going someplace else rather than bother me. Because the worst thing that can happen to them is they could get shot. Okay? Like if they were to attack me and push me down, the first thing I'm doing is reaching for that .45. The second thing I'm doing is figuring out which direction to aim it. So I don't want to talk about that, you know, in any more detail on the radio, but you all get the message. So do you have the equipment with you to protect yourself? I mean, I've said that the current condition in our country is getting worse. It's a combination of a civil war, the second one, an American Revolution, the second one, and the Great Depression, the second one. And people are desperate. When they're stealing food from shopping carts, that's because they think it's a little safer to steal it from the shopping cart than to go and steal it and run out of the store with it. So they think that, you know, it's easier pickings. So you need, first of all, I think that the plan should be don't go out alone. We never do. We always go out, you know, with two or more. And we're always prepared, you know, like if we have to change a tire, we have a tire iron right next to us. And, you know, it's hard to get to the trunk sometimes. So we have a 25-inch breaker bar, you know, that you can put a socket on, right next to our left hand at the driver's seat. Because you never know when you're going to have a flat tire. That's something that my father taught me. He was in the Second Great War. And he got to see a lot of awful things. And that's one of the things that he taught me. He also taught me that when a gang was coming toward us, and they were going to really hurt us, he and I were working under the car. My car was broken down. It was my 1968 AMX, which I still have. We were under the hood, and this gang was coming toward us, and we had some wrenches. And he handed me the second biggest one. He took the biggest one, and he looked at me, and he said, and they were within earshot, and he kind of pointed to the smallest guy in the gang. And he said, Vinny, we're going to get hurt, but him, we're going to kill him. He pointed to the smallest guy. And when they saw that, and they knew that we were going to unleash whatever we could on that one guy, and they were going to go home and say, Mom, Dad, I'm really sorry, but we picked on these guys and they killed little Joey. They didn't want to do that. So there is a psychological component to it. And here's another thing. So let's say you're in a car and you pull up to the traffic light. Now, where would that be? It's likely to be in a city-type environment, a congested-type environment. Where do you go? I mean, what happens is each car pulls up within a couple feet of the rear bumper of the car in front of them. Why do they do that? They just keep getting closer and closer and closer, as if it's going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference. So the problem with that is if you are in a situation where some guy or a group of guys comes up to you and you're at the traffic light and you're like third in line or second in line, there's no place to go. So now you're a target. So what we do is we either take the left lane or the right lane, if there's multiple lanes. And we leave enough room so that we can yank the steering wheel to the left or right, whichever is the escape path, and hit the gas, jump the curb, and get out of there. That's the plan. Make sure you're aware of your surroundings or the situation. As Kathy said, situational awareness. Make sure you can get out of there. Before you get in your car, walk around it. See if there's anybody who is broken in, is lying down in the back seat. See if you have a flat tire. See if there's any leaks coming out from under the hood. Because where you are right now is easier to fix the car than if you're broken down and you see steam coming out of the hood down the road. You're better off where you are to fix it or to call for help or to get help or to be safe. So, situational awareness is really, really important. Really important. And every once in a while, we have a fire drill here at the farmhouse. Something goes wrong. We hear noises. The animals let us know that something really bad is happening. And the question is, are we ready? And the answer is another question. What do you think? Do you think we're ready? I'll leave that up to you to decide. Kathy's with us. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There or not. Vince, I don't know if you're there, but if not. Okay. Vince, you're not here right now. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about a story that my daughter, something happened to my daughter. And I hope that it helps somebody else in the future. Gosh, this has probably been about 12 years ago. My daughter was in an apartment complex. And she was going in, and it was one of them that you needed a key to get into the door to get inside the building to get to your apartment. So she was walking home from work, and it was dark, and she noticed a man standing off in the parking lot. But there was a lot of people that come and go through an apartment, so she didn't think much of it. But in the back of her mind, she thought, well, I didn't know this person before. I've never seen him. So as she went to go in, he came up behind her to catch the door. And in her mind, she wanted to shut it because she did feel uncomfortable, but she did not. And he opened the door, and then he acted like he was going to go downstairs instead of upstairs. So as she went upstairs, he turned around and followed her. And when she got to the door, she put the key in the door, and he grabbed her. And she said she felt like if she fell, she would be more dead weight and he would have to drag her. But she was fighting so hard that she literally bent the key into the lock and she started screaming. Well, I was on the phone with her at the time and we had a German Shepherd, and the German Shepherd adores my daughter. Well, she could hear my daughter screaming and she started whining. She was up on her hind legs. She was by the phone. She was just beside herself. And I knew something was wrong, and I kept saying, what's wrong? What's wrong? And there was nothing. The phone went silent. I could hear her fighting or something rustling. So I didn't know she fell or what happened. So in the meantime, fortunately, her boyfriend happened to go at the apartment early because he was waiting for her to get home. They were going to have something to eat. And he opened the door, and the man ran away. And I guess part of the reason why I want to mention this is to be aware. And there's a great book, and I'll mention this again when Vince gets back. But it's called The Gift of Fear. I'll say it again. It's called The Gift of Fear, F-E-A-R. And it's written by a man named Gavin D. Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R. And I believe you can get it on eBay. And he's a detective. And what he talks about in this book, and I absolutely love it. I lent it out to someone and I lost it, so I'm going to order another one. But he talks about we have like this sense about us. And my daughter had that. She said, Mom, I knew that I didn't know that man, and I felt uncomfortable. Instead of shutting the door, I was trying to be polite. And so what the detective talks about in this book, after interviewing a lot of women especially, but men too, is he said, we are taught to have manners and be polite. But we have a sixth sense in us. And he says, always, always, always follow that, whether it's your intuition, whether it's God telling you. And he said that what happens is your brain knows something is wrong. It sees it, but it takes a while to process it. And so what happens is that we override that with our logical thinking instead of saying, oh, I saw this out of the corner of my eye. That didn't seem right. So he interviewed these women over and over, and that was exactly what happened to them. They were either going into a store, into their home. They saw somebody following them. They let somebody, you know, they held the door like my daughter, let somebody in the apartment. Somebody offered to carry their groceries, and they had that feeling like, no, I shouldn't be nice. But, so he said, especially as a woman, because I think men do this much better, he said, no, you have to act mean. You have to act confident. You want them to know that you don't want their help, go away, and you are going to either report them or fight them or whatever. And he said, most of the time, if you can act on that, you should be a lot safer. So yeah. Anyway, I will, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's very, very well said. I'm back. I got knocked off the internet again. Yeah, women used to carry in their hats hat pins. They were about 3 inches long. And one of the purposes of the hat pin was self-defense, a weapon. You remember that, Kathy?
No, I didn't. I never knew that, Ben.
Yeah, these were hat pins with an end on them. They were typically glass, probably from the 1920s, and they were about the size of a lima bean, a glass, you know, end on it, the size of a lima bean, but a 3-inch long, that's like a straight pin, but 3 inches long. And it was inconspicuous. You'd never see it. And that was a weapon of self-defense. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.